Welcome to the Camp Podcast for Monday, August 7th. Well, about 3 hours before practice today, Coach Bill Belichick said that there would be several players returning to work, and the coach wasn't lying. A couple of big surprises on hand on the field. Rodney Harrison, much before his expected return date, made it back in full pads, and he was thrilled to be out there, but he wasn't alone. Rodney Harrison was joined by Richard Seymour, Dan Copen, Randall Gay, and Jonathan Sullivan. All of those gentlemen have spent the entire summer on the physically unable to perform list, and having them back in practice was a big boost for the team and all of the players, especially Harrison, who received a big round of applause from the fans and was just thrilled to be back in uniform. He was very emotional after the practice, talked a lot about getting back and sort of proving people wrong, which is the old Rodney Harrison staple that we've all come to love and enjoy here in New England. But that wasn't the end of the good news. Also, Daniel Graham, who hasn't really practiced so far during camp, he made it back on the field wearing a red non-contact jersey. Good to see some of these guys coming back. And Belichick had talked about at the beginning of practice, had talked about getting a chance to work on some stuff with Atlanta. And it was nice to see him having a full complement, or nearly a full complement, of players to do so. Monty Beisel, who has also missed several practices recently, he made it back on the field. He was in full pads, and he was a very active participant in practice. Now, that leaves camp opened with 10 players on PUP. That leaves just two, and that's Nick Kazier and Patrick Pass, still on PUP. So that means that those are the only two gentlemen that have the possibility of opening the regular season on physically unable to perform list, which would eliminate them for the first 6 weeks if Belichick chose to put them on that list. The rest of those eight guys that opened on PUP, including Harrison, are now no longer eligible for that, and they'll either have to be on the active roster at the start of the season or on injured reserve if the Patriots decide to hold on to them. And further adding to the list, there's a lot of lists today. We're listing everybody. Mel Mitchell and Matt Shelton were placed on injured reserve, so that means that those two gentlemen will be lost for the season. Mitchell was a free agent signee in the offseason. He was expected to be a core member of the special teams. He's sort of a jack-of-all-trades special teams player and was expected to be a big part of the kicking game. Unfortunately, he suffered a bicep injury last Thursday and will be lost for the season. Shelton is just an undrafted rookie free agent, wide receiver. He was looking to hook on with the suddenly thin crop, with Deion Branch continuing his holdout today. Into day 11, a thin crop of receivers, Shelton was looking to make his way. He suffered a knee and a groin injury, so he will be lost for the year as well. Well, obviously the Harrison return overshadowed everything that went on the field, but the Patriots did get a chance to do what Belichick said, and they worked a lot of scout team plays with Atlanta stuff and worked some plays off cards. They did some running game work early on with some 9-on-7 drills. Both ways, both sides were working on the Falcons. And then they, at the same time, on the opposite field, there was some one-on-one work, which was actually rather entertaining, wide receivers going against defensive backs. And during that drill, Ellis Hobbs seemed to struggle a little bit. He was beaten on consecutive reps by Rishay Caldwell and Troy Brown and Kieron Henry. So the second-year cornerback, who a lot of people are expecting to kind of step right in and be a starter, has sort of gotten off to a little bit of a slow start the last couple of days. He's struggled a little bit, but he certainly has no shortage of confidence. And then a little bit later on, they went to some 7-on-7 work, and this is when Rodney really first got his first chance to be a part of some of the drills. He was out there on the scout team defense. He joked after practice that's the first time he could ever remember being part of a fourth team. He had said that he'd been a backup before or a third teamer, but never quite that far down the depth chart. But he was out there today, and he got a big ovation from the fans again. And one fan yelled to, you know, the trademark hitter that Rodney is. One fan yelled out to "Pop him, Rodney!" And unfortunately fortunately for the receivers, but unfortunately for Harrison, he never really got that chance. So highlight of that drill was a deep crossing route connection from Tom Brady to John Stone, who came across the field beating Antoine Spann on probably about a 50-yard would-be touchdown. So that was probably the highlight of that. The practice finished up with some kicking work, and I didn't get a chance to speak to Eric Scalavino, so I didn't really break this all down. But it looked at Martin Gramatica once again had a slight edge. Most of the kicks were made. I saw one missed by the rookie Steve Gostkowski, but Gramatica was true on all five of his kicks at the end of practice, right down the middle, really looked to be in midseason form, and was very sharp. Once again, that's going to put a wrap on today's podcast. Tomorrow, Patriots get back to work with double sessions on Tuesday, August 8th. They will practice from 9 a.m. to 10:30, and then again from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. Until tomorrow, we'll see you on the podcast.